Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. It's been a busy, busy week, and I thought I would bring some things to you as I'm waiting for you to bring some things to me. Now, I'm going to start out with something that I like Pat Buchanan. I always have liked Pat Buchanan. And he's written a little something that he wrote for another news group exclusively with Breitbart. You'll see him on the Fox News and the other news shows every now and then. He's from back in the Reagan day. And he wrote a book, and I thought I had an extra one around here. I was going to offer you the book, but I can't give you my book, because my book is precious to me. But I'm going to try and see if I can't get a hold of Pat Buchanan and see if I can get him on the air to talk. This article, and I know, you know, we're pretty disgusted with what's going on in this political arena out here as we run for president. And he put his slant on why. And if you remember, I read an article that was written, or a blog that was written by somebody else earlier this week. They had written the same thing. Not the same article, but had written about Ronald Reagan back in the day when he was the outsider. And his article had to do with Trump, more so as to why it's happening like it is. Well, Pat Buchanan wrote a book back in the day called The Death of the West. And I wanted to, and I'm going to see, maybe I have an extra one of these at the house. I don't have it here in the office. I looked through my books this morning. But I found the one that I have that actually I received from Pat. And I thought I would just read this to you before we really get started. He just sent me a little note. He said, Beth, anyone that has put up with Derry Brownfield for as long as you have must be a saint. All the best to you and to Derry. And he signed it personally. That was typed out, and he signed it personally, Pat Buchanan. So I'm going to see if I can't get him to remember who I am. I doubt it. He might remember Derry, though. Derry is somebody that once you've met him, you don't forget him at all. We have Steve from Illinois on the line. Steve, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. You know, you're talking about Pat Buchanan. I think he would have been another Ronald Reagan when he was at the height of his popularity. It's too bad he didn't go further in the election.
You know, he was kind of like some of these others. They didn't all like him.
Yeah.
And even now, you know, they don't all like him because he doesn't say what they want him to say. And I'm going to share some of his article here, and it's really wonderful.
Sure. But, you know, I wanted to just give a quick comment. You know, yesterday I think you were too hard on Barack when you were going after him for not attending Scalia's funeral. Both he and the First Lady are attending the public viewing today at the Supreme Court.
Yes, they are.
And I'm convinced that Barack just wants to make sure that the guy is actually dead.
You think I was too hard on him.
Have a good weekend.
You know, thank you, Steve. You know, it doesn't matter to me that he doesn't like the guy. Obviously, he didn't like the guy. He didn't like what he stood for, which was the Constitution. So, but in his position, which he has always been arrogant about, to do whatever he wants to do, that I think that's what astounded me, that he was reelected. But his arrogance and his out-and-out war against the Constitution and the people of the United States and the Bill of Rights, it's just amazing to me how we've put up with this. The fact that he's not going to this funeral is horrible. What message does that send to the American people? What message does that send to the world? That the United States of America is for sure and for certain a dysfunctional family. We are a dysfunctional family. Well, Pat Buchanan, I'm going to get back on him. The number is 877-895-5410. And he's talking about the Trump phenomena. I like that word, phenomena. He's saying the same thing that the article said earlier this week. It's not so much about Trump, although he mentions what Trump has saying that he stands for. It's not so much about Trump, the love of Trump, as it is so much right now. The American people are angry at the GOP. I'm thinking we wouldn't show up to their funeral. We're so angry with the GOP, so tired of them lying to us, telling us they're going to do this and then they don't. They're making a lot of noise right now. I don't know if you've noticed that, but they're making a lot of noise over the budget. You know, it's time to do something about the budget. They're making a lot of noise over the replacement of Scalia. Okay, I'm certain that Obama's not going to put somebody in there that's going to be constitutional, but he's not even given them anybody yet, and they're already complaining and making noise about it, that he shouldn't even do it. Well, I'm going to defend him on this. He's still president of the United States. Poor timing on our part, I guess. But this Congress has the right to deny the nominee. So let's let it ride out and see what happens. It's not like it's the first time that they have argued or that any other administration and Congress have argued over the same thing. I remember what they put Thomas through. It was horrible what they put Thomas through. That'd be the Democrats. Didn't like him. It was terrible what they came up with and put that man through. And then finally approved him. So it's not the first time. But here they are. I'm going to try and find the headlines here. I think we should just call Friday headlines because that's pretty much all I ever get through is the headlines. But it's, here's this one. Here's this one where they're about to cave. They think that they're already going to cave on the appointment or the nomination of Supreme Court Justice. Okay, they're already about to cave. Would that surprise you? It wouldn't surprise me. They've caved on everything. Then I've got another article back here, and I can't remember the title exactly, but it's talking about it's time to put a stop to Obama spending. Really? How many opportunities have they had to do that in the last several years? They're making a lot of noise. They're seeing, unless they're completely stupid and blind, they're seeing what's happening in this election arena. The outsiders are doing good. People are looking to the outsiders. Excuse me, whether you like them or not. People are looking to the outsiders because they're angry with the insiders. They're angry with the GOP. The GOP has lied to you just maybe even more so than the Democrat Party, because the Democrat Party does exactly what they say they're going to do. They keep pushing these liberal, progressive, unconstitutional ideologies and legislation, and they just keep on with the bureaucratic alphabet. They just keep on pushing and pushing. They do what they say. Then we have the GOP come on the scene. Get us in there. Make us a majority. We'll get rid of Obamacare. We'll stop the Iran deal. We'll take care of it. And they did nada. Now they're making some noise again. They want us to think they're actually upset and going to do something. You know what? I know what they're going to do. They're going to occupy their offices and they're going to cut their deals. They're going to continue to cut their deals. Now, if you'd listen to some of the things that they were saying in the interviews last night, if you listen to what these people are saying, you'll understand they're D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. Deals that are ruining our economy, stealing our liberty. And we sit here and let them. Well, my hope, we're going into a break. I'll tell you what my hope is. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And request your subscription to The Pen today.
David Keithton, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I want to get back to Pat Buchanan's article, but first I want to throw out a couple of other things that have just taken place in the last couple of days. One is, and I received this on the 17th, and this is, they're going to considering doing away with the $100 bill. Well, I carry those in my purse all the time, don't you guys? Some people do, though. Some people do. But they're considering it because of the crime and the criminals. I guess it's the $100 bill and the 500 euro notes. They just make it too easy for the criminals, for the illicit activities, to be profitable. It says to think about it. He says, think how much harder it would be to fit $1 million in a briefcase if you had to do it in $20 bills. And the same thing would be with the euro, the 500 euro note. So in order to make it harder for the bad guys to carry the briefcase of money around, they're considering doing away with the $100 bill. You know, this is like some of the other things that have happened. They take steps to make it more difficult for the criminal. And when in doing that, they punish those who are walking the straight line, or mostly straight line anyway. And so if you're one of those... And, of course, nowadays, $100 bill ain't that much. People carry around $100 bills more than they used to. I remember one time my daddy got a bonus from the factory where he worked, and he had a $100 bill, and he was showing us all us kids a $100 bill. Never seen one before. You know, it was really a big deal. But it's not that big a deal anymore. But apparently it they want to make it more difficult for the passing of cash for those who are doing illicit business. So we'll have to keep an eye on that and see what happens with the $100 bill and the 500 euro. I don't carry euros around, but anyway. And then the other thing, I guess everybody heard the fight that Trump and the Pope had. Now, I don't want to get off on the Catholic religion, so don't start in on that, okay? But I was upset over it because the Pope was wrong in his thinking. You know, first of all, he's talking about we should be building bridges and not walls, and I agree with that in a certain realm. But it also, we have to protect our own. So he was kind of slamming Trump and saying, if you're a real Christian, you'd be building bridges, not walls. Yet the Pope has a very large wall around the Vatican to protect the Pope. And I thought, well, you know, maybe Pope Francis needs to go back and read Nehemiah. When Nehemiah rebuilt the wall to the city to protect the people from the known enemies. Well, we'll just have to see what plays out. Whether you could build a wall or not build a wall, it really wasn't something I felt that should have been said by the Pope. Maybe it should have. I don't know. That was just me. But I immediately, because I like the study of Nehemiah. I've studied it a couple of times, and I really like it. And as a worship leader, when I was doing that, it actually talks about when they were done with the wall and how they brought a praise service together and they had one choir come in and the singers came in from this side and that side and how it was all kind of pomp and circumstance. They were all really doing a great job. And I thought, you know, as you put together a service sometimes when you're a worship leader, how you do it, especially whether it's a cantata for Christmas or Easter or whatever. Anyway, I found Nehemiah interesting and I've studied it several times. So yes, it's okay to build a wall. Then, we should just start Fridays with headlines, you know, like I've seen some of them do on other things. But I've got the headline here that, you know, we talked yesterday about rocking the cradle, the hand that rocks the cradle. And Carl kind of put me in my place a little bit because I was generalizing. You know, there are parents that have done a really good job with their kids. And still you've got a kid go south. That follows another path. Because, you know, we have choices. We do have choices. Let's see. We have another caller. We have Leo from Missouri. Leo, how are you today? I'm good. Oh, there you are.
In Missouri.
How are you doing, man? I'm good. How are you? Okay, Leo, we're having trouble hearing you.
I'm doing real good.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Hey, how about now?
Yes, keep talking.
The problem is I can't hear you at the same time because I was using the speakerphone.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, turn the speakerphone off, turn the radio down.
Anyway, I started thinking a while back about the 14th Amendment and how it applies to someone born to an American citizen on foreign soil. Mm-hmm. And somebody pointed out a case to me. It was Rogers v. Bly in 1971. Started reading into that, and there's a phrase they quote from United States versus Wong Kim Ark in 1898. And this says, let's see here. But citizenship at birth is established by the mere fact of birth under the circumstances defined in the Constitution. Every person born in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof becomes at once a citizen of the United States and needs no naturalization. They go on to say, a person born out of the jurisdiction of the United States can only become a citizen by being naturalized, either by treaty, as in the case of annexation of foreign territory, or by authority of Congress, exercised either by declaring certain classes of persons to be citizens, as in the enactments conferring citizenship upon foreign-born children of citizens. Now, in Rogers and Bly,
I'm listening. Keep going.
Sorry, I have to browse to this.
You're not driving and reading, are you?
They said, thus at long last there emerged an express constitutional definition of citizenship, but it was one restricted to a combination of three factors, each and all significant. Birth of the United States, naturalization in the United States, and subjection to the jurisdiction of the United States. The definition obviously did not apply to acquisition of citizenship by being born abroad of an American parent. That type, and any other not covered by the 14th Amendment, was necessarily left to proper congressional action. It's pretty obvious the Supreme Court has ruled that his citizenship isn't even it doesn't even get 14th Amendment protection.
It's no matter. It doesn't matter. Well, would you do me a favor? Would you make a copy of that and mail that to me?
I certainly would.
And that's
I'll give you both cases. And there was also another one, Forum v. Rudd, in which they found a citizen naturalized according to normal process was guaranteed 14th Amendment protection. So his citizenship is less than someone who comes here and goes through all the road to get to be a citizen.
All right. Well, send that to me. I'm no scholar. I'm no lawyer. I'm no brilliant person. But I do want to read that. Send that to just Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, if you would. I'd appreciate that.
I certainly would. I'll print that out. Thanks.
Thank you, Leo. I appreciate that. Well, before I took Leo's call, I was getting ready to say that we talked yesterday about the hand that rocks the cradle. Well, and what I was trying to actually say there is, as a society, we have gone to where we're not teaching our children things that they should be taught. And here I've got this. So like I said, we're just going to talk about the title. Iran is training their children for war with the United States and Israel. They are training and preparing their children for war. What are we, now I'm not saying we need to be training them for war, but what are we training our children for? Our youth are confused. They don't know the Constitution. They don't understand liberty. They don't understand what independence is. There's a whole generation behind me that doesn't understand. My kids do, because I made them be independent. They don't understand what that is. You know, there are parents that don't want to let go of their children. They want to keep them. They want to keep a little thumb on them. They want to keep control. Well, that's not natural. You need to let the children go. They need to become independent, not dependent on you. And that's the same thing as a citizen of the United States. If you remain, and that's what some of these officials want, they want you to remain dependent on them, because if you're dependent on them, they've got control over you. They've got control over your lives. They've got control over your communities. They've got control over everything. So while Iran's teaching their children how to go to war, training them, what are we training our children to do? They no longer are respectful. Look what President Obama's doing. What message is he sending to the children and the youth of this nation, as well as the world? He's not going to show up to a Supreme Court justice funeral. One of the highest offices of the land. He's not going to show up. We teach them that if you don't have to be responsible, somebody else will help you out of your trouble. We're raising weakness in the families and weakness in our citizenship so that the government becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's one thing with all these candidates. Except for Rand Paul, none of them really talk about small government. They may say small government, but all the processes are still big. We're going into a break. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to go to the phone lines. I think somebody's asked me a question I may have a little trouble answering. We've got Phil from Missouri. Philip, how are you today?
All right. How are you, Beth Ann?
I'm good.
All right, outstanding. I was watching Barney and Company a little bit this morning, but they were talking about the Hillary and Bernie and all the hoopla out in
yeah.
Nevada.
Okay.
And what I want to know is, what's the difference between a superdelegate and a regular delegate? Because the Constitution and things I studied under, we had voting delegates. We didn't have a super, and we didn't have a regular, and we didn't have an unleaded, and we didn't have a supreme. We had a delegate. And
all right.
There were so many voters, and I'll listen on radio for you.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure if I can answer this correctly or not, because I did a real quick Google search to try and figure it out, too, because I was a little confused when you asked the question.
Okay.
A delegate. This is my quick response, okay? A delegate is a person sent or authorized to represent others in a particular, an elected representative sent to the conference. So a delegate, just a delegate, is an elected one. The superdelegate in the Democrat Party, an unelected delegate who is free to support any candidate for the presidential nomination at the party's national convention. So the superdelegate is not elected, and the delegate is elected.
then why are the superdelegates even accounted for? Because they shouldn't even be there, because they're not elected and they're not voted for, so they shouldn't even be there. All there, and it don't make any difference whether it's Democratic or Republican, because they're the same bunch. I mean, you can put them all in a sack and shake them all out, and you get all the same thing.
Throw them all out, and you won't know the difference, will you?
That's exactly right. But
a delegate is somebody elected
to represent the voting populace of a certain district. Is that not right?
I agree. And like I said, I did a really fast search on that when I knew what question you were going to ask. So we probably need to do a little bit more. Maybe somebody's listening that can give us a little better explanation and explain to us what's going on with that. But, you know, I've never quite understood some of those anyway. But I appreciate the call, Philip.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And I'll get off here.
All right. Thank you. I wanted to get back. I know I've said that several times to Pat Buchanan's article. Now, he's not endorsing Trump, Donald Trump, but he is talking an awful lot about Donald Trump in this. And I will be happy to give you a copy of this if you'd send me a self-addressed stamp envelope. And if you put a little something in there to pay for the envelope and the paper and my time, I'd appreciate that. But it says Pat Buchanan declared that Trump's rise represents a rejection of 25 years. Are you ready for this? This is what everybody's mad at Trump about when he talks bad. 25 years of Bush Republicanism and ideology, which Buchanan says has destroyed America's once great manufacturing core, flooded the country with low-skilled workers, and drained the treasury with ill-advised foreign adventures in the Middle East. Now let that digest just a little bit. He goes on to say, America is rejecting Bush immigration policy, proffered amnesty to 12 million illegals because it said the United States is helpless to do anything about their presence here. America's establishment has failed America. The single clearest message in the presidential campaign of 2015-16 is that the American people would like to cleanse our capital city of the ruling class. This excites me. I know that many of you hate Donald Trump, but this excites me not because of Trump. Do you remember a few years ago when I said, when I read for the first time Charlie Reese's article, the 545 versus the 300 million people? You and I are that 300 million people. Do you remember also when I said the Republicans keep trying to look like the Democrats? They don't go after the people who aren't voting. They go after the voters that are voting Democrat. Listen to what they say on both sides. They have you labeled Hispanic. They have you labeled black. They have you labeled white. They have you labeled female. And now it's college students. They keep labeling you, and they go after those with the labels. We have a lot of Americans out there so discouraged, so despondent, that they haven't been voting. They just haven't been voting. That's who we need to go after. And a lot of those are the ones that are chasing Trump. That part excites me. Maybe Trump's not the right guy. Maybe you hate him. I don't care. But the fact that somebody's waking up to go to a rally, to get out and vote in a primary or a caucus, that hasn't done it before. Unfortunately, many of them are chasing Sanders, too. But it excites me. The ones that are chasing Sanders, hopefully they'll figure it out. That Sanders is the wrong thing. But just like Trump, his party don't like him either. He's not really a Democrat. He's an independent, if I remember rightly. But he's running on the Democrat Party, so they don't really like him. They don't like that he comes out and says exactly what he is, even though that's what the Democrat Party platform is socialistic. But Pat Buchanan, I just love this guy. He wrote that Death of the West, and I'm going to look. I think I've got some other copies of that. I think I do. I could be wrong. But Buchanan, he also says, he goes on to explain what they did. It says Pat Buchanan, of course, he was the former speechwriter and White House advisor for Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan. And he's legendary among most conservatives as his insurgent of Republican presidential campaigns during the 90s. But he talks about in this article that Trump seemed to scandalize the collective consciousness of professional Republicans with his Saturday debate performance, in which he launched a full-throated assault on Bush Republicanism. He keeps talking about isms in this article. Trump repudiated all three pillars of Republican globalism, namely military, adventurism, immigration, multiculturalism, and trade globalism. The isms. He says the American people in this article, I'm going to shorten it up. He says the American people are rejecting the isms. We have seen the light. The isms are not working for us. You know, my predecessor, Jerry Brownfield, he would vote for a third-party person. And he would say, you know, people were telling me he's throwing his vote away. I don't believe you throw your vote away if you vote. If you vote your heart, I don't think you're throwing it away. You may not win. Your guy may not win, but you didn't throw your vote away. You made your statement. But he would say, if you vote for the lesser of two evils, you still have evil. And I can't help but wonder what he would think today with this particular election. I think he'd be having a lot of fun with it because he liked to have fun. But I know how he felt about the Bushes. And I know how he felt about the establishment. And I know how he felt about the isms. And America is rejecting the isms. Not necessarily supporting Trump. They're rejecting the isms. The era of the Bushes and the Clintons. And what has happened to the United States of America and our constitutionality? Liberty is gone. And we're falling apart as a dysfunctional family. And it's time to bring that together. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSC Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. I've been sharing some things that Pat Buchanan has analyzed, or what he is seeing with what's happening with this crazy election year, particularly on the GOP side, but also on the Democrat side. Now, he doesn't really mention that. But when you stop and think about it, they're rejecting Hillary for Sanders. And Sanders has a following that are the young and even the females that aren't following Hillary. But a lot of the females are going to the Republican side because they're figuring it out, except for the hookers for Hillary. They haven't figured it out yet. Now, I have an article here, and I'm just going to read little excerpts from it. But this is a police officer, and he rips Obama a new one right to his face, but it's a letter that he's written, an open letter to Obama. And I've just got a couple of parts out of it here. He's upset. This is a police officer. He's a sheriff, and I'm not sure what county he's in or what state. It says, I understand that you are a busy man and being pulled in multiple directions every day of the week. But when my president doesn't take the time to openly recognize the sacrifices that brave men and women of law enforcement make each day to keep domestic peace, I'm disappointed. For me, Mr. President, it has nothing to do with Republican or Democrat, black or white, male or female, but it has everything to do with leading or following. I'm not shocked that you haven't openly reached out or acknowledged publicly the recent rash of deaths in law enforcement, but I am tremendously disappointed. And then he puts up a P.S. on there. The last name of this gentleman, this officer, is DeWeese. P.S. I'll be standing outside in the cold next week with my deputies for the funerals of the Hartford County deputies. I'll save you a spot next to me. President Obama doesn't acknowledge that we have been attacking these officers. There's a lot of people that don't believe it. He doesn't recognize that. He refuses to go to Scalia's funeral. He never recognized Kate when she was shot by the illegal immigrant in the state of California. Totally ignored that. A young man builds a fake bomb, something to look like a bomb. They called it a clock, and he invites him to the White House. We have thugs. They get in trouble. And immediately, this administration goes to their defense and immediately says the cops are the bad guys. Cops don't always get it right. I'm not going to defend all of them. But the majority of them are you and me out there. There are children. There are cousins, our aunts, our uncles, our neighbors. They put on a uniform, put on a gun, and they don't know what's going to happen when they walk out the door. And our president won't even acknowledge them. And we have stars that are boycotting, or they're threatening, well, if Trump gets elected, I'm leaving the country. And they did that the last time there was an election. I'm so sick of that stuff. But I haven't been following this really close. But somebody made an anti-gay comment that sells for Nike. And now Magic Johnson's going to boycott Manny Pacquiao, or I don't even know if I'm saying that right, for these comments that he made. Where is Magic Johnson when all these black babies, all these white babies, all these Hispanic babies are being murdered, dismembered in Planned Parenthood? Where is he standing up for those innocent? They don't. They haven't got a clue. The American people are fed up. That's why Trump's doing well. It's not because Trump's some savior. He's doing well. Ben Carson had been doing well. Carly did pretty well. Cruz, who's hated by the GOP, he's been doing okay. GOP's pushing Rubio now, because I think they're about to give up on Jeb. But it's been blatant that they have not supported Jeb Bush. Blatant. Obvious. The corruption, as I say, is deep. You cannot just blame the White House. You know, Rush Limbaugh went on a screaming rampage, they said. I saw some articles about that. Using profanity himself at Jeb and Trump for their behavior in the debate. It was disgusting. It just absolutely was disgusting. But why would he join in on that? I understand him lambashing him. I did too. I'm the mom. And I don't listen to Rush. But is he trying to get his listeners pulled together? Is he trying to reach out to those listeners that aren't voting, that need to go out and vote, regardless of who they vote for? We need to wake up. Now, somebody called me yesterday. She's a very faithful listener. And she said, do you happen to have this? Well, I have three copies of the Federalist Papers, so I had to find the right book. And she told me to turn to page 86. So if you have the blue copy, this is by Mary Webster, turn to page 86. On foreign corruption of republics. Republics and foreign corruption. I'm probably going to run out of time here. The evils are not imaginary. A weak side of republics is that foreign corruption is easy. A king or dictator often sacrifices his subjects to his ambition, but it is difficult for a foreign power to make a bribe large enough for him to sacrifice his state. Foreign corruption of republics. In a republic, people are elected to important offices and have great power. They may be offered bribes that only the most virtuous can refuse. That's why we should have term limits. Other officials may be more motivated by ambition or personal interests than their obligations to duty. History has many horrible examples of foreign corruption in republican governments. It helped ruin the ancient republics. Neighboring nations have bought the officials of the United Provinces. And France and England alternately bought officials in Sweden. D.C. occupiers occupying offices and filling their pockets as they cut those deals. Trump mentioned the deals. These candidates are bought and paid for. Lobbyists, big corporations. You need to stop and follow the money. And, as the Federalist Papers said there, it's only a matter of time. Somebody caves. So when we talk about term limits, we're doing those men and women a service. Pull them out of the harm's way. Bring them back to their families. Bring them back to their homes and their communities to live out the legislation they've been pushing. It's time for all of us. I don't care what your label is, who you are. You are my brother. You are my sister. We've got issues. We've got problems. We are a dysfunctional family here in America, and it's time we come together and bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism grief? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.